When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. The Great Southern Bank open line number is 1300 01 1170, and that's all you have to do. Give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line to be in the running for the Club Meg Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. Time for this?
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Our man, Hammy Goodman, on the line. G'day, Ham.
G'day, Brandy. Emotional stuff. You're off to Japan after today, I hear.
Correct. Yes. Any tips?
Well, it's top of my list, Brandy. I've never actually been there, so I might need a full match report when you get back of the do's and do not do's of Japan. So keen to hear what you find out over there.
I believe, it is my suspicion, Hammy, that Brandy is leaving us and will not be back and is teeing up a breakfast radio show in conjunction with the Japanese Rugby Union. I think he's got some ties to Toyota Verblitz, Joey Manu style.
Eddie Jones.
And Edamame Jones. I think he's going to be over there with the crew. I think they're going to be getting the band back together.
Well, that is really disappointing news on a Wednesday morning, but I won't let it derail things this morning.
What do you got? IPL action. Let's start with your gig. Let's
get around Marcus Toynas last night. 124 off 63 balls, 6 sixes as well. So good to see Aussies doing well in the IPL. We've got some Aussies going around again this evening. Jack Fraser-McGurk and Dave Warner for the Delhi Capitals when they host the Gujarat Titans. Now, Delhi are $2.07 outsiders. Last time these sides met, which was less than a week ago, Delhi won by 6 wickets with 11.1 overs up their sleeve. Back at home again tonight as well, I think there's a little bit of value in Delhi, the outsiders at home. And Jack Fraser-McGurk, he's probably been the big story, one of the big talking points of the IPL, going beautifully in his last couple of matches. 250s in his 3 games so far. He's 335 to be the top Delhi run scorer, $11.50 player of the match. But loving seeing these Aussies going so well over in the IPL.
Okay, run us through the triple header on tomorrow, the Anzac Day triple header.
Yeah, 3 games. First time I think we've had 3 games. Very excited for this tomorrow on Anzac Day. The Warriors are $1.20 when they host the Titans, who are $4.60. The line's 12.5 points. Our punters reckon the Warriors bounce back. Warriors minus 12.5 has been pretty well supported. The next game, the Dragons, $2.86. The punters don't mind the value here for the Dragons based on how they've been going lately. Against the Roosters, $1.43. And then the last game to bring us home, the Storm, are $1.18. Pretty warm favourites against Souths, $4.95. The line in that one, 14.5 points. But 3 great games tomorrow. Very, very keen for that on Anzac Day. Mm.
All right. The Titans' first win market, is that part of that?
Yes.
That's a separate...
Yes, I thought I'd throw that one in there as well today. Obviously, they still haven't quite won. They've been getting a little bit closer. But we've thrown this market up. Usually these sort of markets are at the Tigers' expense, but I'm enjoying the fact that it's another team this year. They are $4 to beat the Warriors in their game tomorrow for Anzac Day. Bit of support around their first win to be against Newcastle, which is round 11 in Magic Round. That'll get you $4.50. They're $21 to go winless in season 2024. But jump up and have a look at the Titans' first win market. It's up there on the Sportsbet app as well.
I mean, just a few texts so you can react to this. Pedro's coming in on the text. Says, boys, why don't you organise an interview with Frank Walker from National Tiles? When he says, hello, hang up on him. What's your thoughts on that, Happy?
Pedro.
Your reaction.
That'd be good content. I'd get around that.
Yeah, good content.
Good content. Good to hear that.
And this one, can we have a market? I hear Brandy's got a gig with Kidwell and Jones. David Kidwell as well and Jones in Japan, fellas. Trusted source has confirmed this.
Yeah, I will be catching up with both.
A trusted source. Mm. Hemi, some work for you to do.
The plot thickens. Leave it with me, boys. I'll catch you later in the week.
Okay, tomorrow? Are you on deck, Anzac Day, or are you RDO?
Well, I'm, I, I'd plug that one in as a public holiday. I'm off to a dawn service and I'm out and about. So, look, I'll get back to you. If it's not me, it'll be one of my trusty colleagues down at Sportsbet HQ. Don't panic.
Vossie will talk to you Friday. Thanks, Hammy.
Sounds good. Have a great trip, Brandy. Bye.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.